Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hello, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And what a great day it is. Glad to be in the house with everybody.
Yeah, it's glad you're here.
I know.
I thought the weather was, you know, a little shaky today, but you came
it
in.
It is. It's a
brought the sun out.
I did. I'm like that. And
see, the audience likes it.
That's right. And, you know, it's I got my top producer in the house, Betty Layton from Realty Executives Oceanside.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, Betty.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you. Always glad to have you. It's been a while.
Yes.
And so we got lots to talk about of what's going on in our marketplace. And if you have real estate questions, this is the time to hit us up. You got not only myself, but you got Betty Layton in the house. So 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And it's also Betty's birthday. So happy birthday
happy
week.
Happy birthday.
You know, when they say when you get this old, you get a whole week of birthday celebration.
Yeah. It's, well, for you now, it's we'll put you in the whole month category.
I don't know about that.
Because you might have forgotten what happened yesterday.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, we'll just celebrate it a little bit each week, I think, for the month and for a couple weeks. I mean, enjoy it, right?
Absolutely. It's the time of year to do it.
So what has been going on? I mean, you've got some listings. We're always grateful for listings.
Especially right now.
Yes, because it's tough. And you and I work both sides. We're both, you know, we're buyer and listing agents.
Yeah.
We don't do just one. We are great at both. But I know you prefer listings. We both do.
Sure. Sure. I mean, get a listing, you know it's going to sell. So it's, you know, right now buyers are tough. They're getting frustrated. Very low inventory.
They are. So
competing on every house for price.
Yeah, it is. It's a little tough right now. You've got to be in it for the long haul. You can't, you know, it's not like it was before where, you know, we'll take you out for the weekend and we're going to find your house. It's not like that at all. It could take months right now. It can. So you have to start early. And that way you don't feel pressured because it could be a few offers before yours gets accepted.
Yeah. You know, buyers just have to be patient right now. You know, before they had some leeway, but there's really no leeway anymore. And so just be patient going into it, knowing the situation, have the pre-approval ready to go, and just don't get frustrated because you're going to find that right house. And the way I see it is if you get it, it was meant to be. And if not, you just keep on rolling.
Exactly. You know? And we have Mike on the line. Mike has a real estate question for us, Betty. So how we doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. How can we be of service to you?
Yes, I just recently bought a house over in Middleburg, and our builder did not disclose any information about cable internet service to our road. And it is an established neighborhood, and basically talking with Comcast, it's going to cost me $4,500 to run cable from the existing box to my house. And I was just wondering, is this something that goes back on the builder, or is that just strictly on me?
Did you have a real estate agent representing you?
Yes.
So was this a pre-owned home?
No, it's a brand new build.
Yeah, you need to talk to your real estate agent who was representing you. It was probably in the paperwork. New construction is... the paperwork is extremely thick. They normally do not leave anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so odd that in today's you know, marketplace that they don't have cable.
Right. It's a court. So there's a total of three houses that are currently built that are already there, and then three that are being in the process, and not one of the houses has any.
So it's a private builder. It's not like like a Lennar or a KB Homes or Trees. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, dealing totally different. You got an independent. You always got to be careful with the independent builders out there. They are good, but I would definitely...
Well, this one's not, but I'll be honest.
Okay. But I would definitely check with your real estate agent, and she should be able to look that up in the paperwork to see if it was, in fact, on there or not, and could direct you on to what recourse you have. Because you guys can, as a group, do a lawsuit if you guys choose to do that, if it wasn't, in fact, disclosed to you.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, he understood that my wife works at home, and that was one of the big reasons, you know, us moving to that area and stuff like that. And it's an established neighborhood. It's just another road that they added into it. But
sure.
For some reason, if the infrastructure is just not there.
Yeah, give her a call. She'll help you out. She'll look at, review the paperwork, or have, their in-house attorney take a look at it to see if it's, in fact, there. It normally is, but being that it's an independent contractor, it may not be. So, and, at some point, especially when you had that conversation as to that you needed that sort of internet, they should have informed you at that time.
Exactly. Yes. Especially since the conversation was approached by you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let us know. Thanks a lot.
Yes, and let us know how that works out.
But
we're always curious.
Kind of interesting too that he said there's a few neighbors already on the street there. Now, could they approach Comcast as a group and maybe lessen the load on each of them?
They can, they need somebody to take a look at the paperwork.
Yeah, it sounds pretty complicated.
Yeah, because it's normally stipulated in new construction. But again, we're seeing a lot of the independent builders now coming out that are buying lots and, subdividing them and perhaps building six homes. And so it is a little bit different, but that's where, a good real estate agent needs to look in at all those things. I'm always hesitant. I hate to say that, but it's true. I am a little hesitant. And there's very good independent builders out there. I mean, we've worked with some that were outstanding. So,
yeah. Seems kind of a strange story, though, since he's the one who brought up the cable and the Comcast, that even with his agent and himself would make sure that, in fact, that wasn't an option.
But it's different
when,
but you're dealing, it's different with independent builders. And you know what I find, too, is what I get concerned about is you really need to check to make sure that they're licensed and insured, because if they can't finish the construction and then walk away from the deal, you want to ask what happens when you're dealing with independent builders, because it does happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking that this house is going to be paying for this one, it's going to be paying for this one, and then they get behind or it's not selling as quick as they thought. So your new build is now taking, instead of, the 60 days or 90 days, now it's taking a year to build because they're waiting for other funds to come in.
Sure.
So you always have to be careful with things like that. Of course, you have to be careful with that with any builder, especially, back when we were going through a lot of foreclosures, a lot of these builders foreclosed.
Right.
And then they waited for somebody else to buy it and then to start rebuilding again.
Yeah.
And those subdivisions took a while. But we've got more for you, so stay tuned. We've got a great show. We got Betty Layton in the house. So give us a call, 904-831-0600, 831-0600 here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
It sure is. And now, any question, right? Right? Any question we'll take here this afternoon. If you have anything about real estate or anything about maybe a new home purchase, maybe a occupied home that's going to be purchased, give us a call, 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we are in the house with our top producer, Betty Layton. And happy birthday, Betty.
Thank you very much.
And there's a lot of frustrating things going on right now in real estate. We had Sean Fleming in the office today, and you know, he was voicing, you know, he's got clients that, you know, 10 offers and not getting accepted. And
I think when he said he's put in 20 offers for them.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So I could just tell everybody out there,
you're not alone.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, exactly. You're not alone. We get it. We understand the frustration. But if you know what the market is, it helps relieve a little bit of that stress.
Now, what you're saying is that they're getting 20 offers and the owners aren't accepting any of them?
Correct, because they have so many offers. And it's really hard right now for, you know, first-time buyers that are doing like an FHA or a VA loan, because we have cash out there and we have, mm-hmm. you know, conventional financing that people are doing, and that will always trump an FHA or a VA loan.
Now, why is the seller, why are they so hesitant? Are they overwhelmed, or are they looking for a better bargain or deal? Or
they're going way over. In some cases, they're going, you know, in some cases, they're not going over the asking price. In other cases, they are. Right. And some are going way over. So it just depends on the house, you know.
Their own expectations are of the sale, right?
And
one of the problems is with some of these buyers who don't have this advantage is these sellers, when they're getting these offers and they're going $20,000, $30,000 above asking price, these buyers are signing an exemption for no appraisal contingency, which means if that home appraises for $20,000 less than the contract price, that buyer's bringing that extra money to the table. So they don't reduce the price back down to that appraisal price. These buyers are willing to pay over that appraisal. And when you're doing FHA and VA, you don't really have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You have to do the appraisal.
Exactly.
On those. And not only that, but you have people like, in my case, on Donridge, on my listing, where they're bringing in a little more than half cash and they're only financing a small amount. You can waive the appraisal on that. So in my situation, we're closing this week on time because they waived the appraisal. And we know it's going to appraise for what they're financing it for, because they're probably only financing like $120,000 when the house is worth about $250,000. So,
right.
Yeah,
a lot of situations, a lot of scenarios like that. Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, right now, sellers rather take the offer where they're not giving back closing costs.
Right.
And I would say that 95% of FHA buyers need closing costs back. Not all of them, but there's like the majority of them do. And the same with VA, they usually want some closing costs back. And right now, it's just not the market for it.
And also, way back when, I'm going to go back probably a year and a half, maybe not that far, you could submit an offer and have a contingency of you having to sell your house. Well, there's no such thing as that anymore. These sellers are not waiting for you to sell your house. So you have to come right in and say, listen, I can close this in 30 days.
Yeah, you got to be ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You got to be ready to pull the trigger, because they're just going to go to the next offer. It's just that simple.
And there's so many out there, just so many buyers. You know, Anita, what's the normal number of listings we have daily in our MLS compared to what we have today?
There's usually about 2,000 single family homes for sale, where normally we're at about 9,000.
Right. And today we're about 2,000.
Yes.
So you can see that difference and inventory, and that's why the market is so stressed right now.
And if you have a pool, you need to call me.
Yeah, exactly. We can't keep pool homes on the market. I mean, we can't keep anything on the market, but pool homes especially.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. You buy a home, or you have a pre-owned home that you're living in now, and you would decide you want to put a pool in it. You're going to go to these pool companies. You're going to go and interview however many you choose. They're going to ask for a standard pool. And I did this, so it's coming from firsthand. And a standard pool right now is going to cost you about $80,000, 15 by 30 with pavers, nothing special, but it's going to take you 8 months to even get started. And that's why these pool homes are a hot commodity. People want that pool already there.
Yes, because I'm even thinking, of course, you got me thinking about, maybe I should put a pool in. And what type of pool did you get?
I'm getting a swim spa.
That's super popular
pool
right now.
Yeah, endless pool, swim spa.
And those folks are what pools used to cost. They're about $30,000.
Yeah. Oh, 20. I paid 20 for mine.
Yeah. So anywhere, probably they can get one of those maybe from 15 up.
Yeah.
Depending upon you know what bells and whistles you want on it. But they make pools now, or it's a dual thing. and your repeated client that we love very much because she keeps buying homes from
us. Denise.
Denise, we love Denise.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And Denise's entire family. How many homes have you sold for them? What, seven?
At least seven. Yeah, between selling and buying. Yeah.
And she put in, she goes, you need to come over and see my pool. So I drop by to see her pool. And I'm expecting a huge pool. And it was just the right size. And I looked at hers and I thought, you know, maybe I should put one in.
And that was very reasonably priced.
And she's
got everything she did.
She did bells and whistles on hers. Yeah. I mean, hers, I think, will cook dinner for you. But it was a nice, perfect size pool for an adult.
Yeah.
To get in there, kick back, relax, get cooled off, maybe play volleyball in there.
Right.
And, she paid about $30,000 for hers. But, again, she had some bells and whistles in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice pool heater. You know, she's ready to roll.
So then now I'm thinking about, okay, well, maybe I should do this. But I got to stop thinking about it like that and just wait till next year and get that out of my mind. My mural is going up, folks. I'm finalizing the rough draft today. And my house is going to be pretty funky. So I'm going to have a mural up on my wall.
Are you designing this?
Well, I gave her a bunch of ideas and she's putting it all together from the different things I sent her. And
And it's going to be a whole wall?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be very whimsical. So it'll match my teal sofa and my pink chairs. And as funky as it sounds, it looks really nice. And I love designing. I love doing those. And I love art. So, you know, it's something I'm going to do. I usually change every 3 years. I do. I get bored with the inside of my house and I'll change everything. So I've had the coastal house to the farmhouse.
You like to change the rooms?
Yeah,
I
do.
It never stays too constant, huh?
No. But this sofa cost me a lot of money. So this sofa's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, So I can't wait for them to get started. And in 2 weeks, I should have that mural done, and I'll be posting photos online on Facebook. You guys need to like my page. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. It's pretty easy to remember. But we are live on Facebook. So everybody out there on Facebook, we got people from California out there. We got people from Washington, state of Washington.
Even a few from Jacksonville.
And we got some from Jacksonville. So a little bit all over the place. And that's awesome. We like that. But this market, it is challenging. You need to start early and try your best to have money in the bank.
Yeah.
And that's more for our first timers. It's like, you know, do without this week or do without this month. If you know that you're going to be, you're 90 days out, I'll tell you what, cancel everything. So that way that money that you're going to Comcast or whoever your internet's with, you know, cancel all those things except for the internet. You can do away with without Netflix and Hulu and all those things, and really
Hulu.
Yeah,
is that Hulu? Okay,
Hula hoop.
Yeah, you can tell I obviously don't subscribe, but do away with those things. Put that money in the bank, and it's amazing. But if even a couple hundred bucks towards your house fund, it's a couple hundred bucks. It all adds up. So save that money if you know that you're going to be buying in 6 months or in 3 months. Do away with going out to dinner. Put that money towards your house. It's amazing. It will add up quickly. Everybody did their taxes. You might be getting a tax return. Put that in the house bin. Put that in the bank. So that way you can have that security that your offer will be accepted. It's a tough game right now, but we're ready. We know how to get those offers accepted, and we're here to fight for you. So stay with us. We got more with Betty Layton here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
That's right. Anita and Betty are in the house, and their expertise is here for another half hour. So if you have a question, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 904-831-0600. You're listening to Talk Radio WBOB.
AM
600 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents announced that they have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. The dramatic announcement by opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett came shortly before a midnight deadline and prevented the country from plunging into what would have been its fifth consecutive election in just over 2 years. The agreement still needs to be approved by the Knesset or parliament in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and a variety of partners that span the Israeli political spectrum will end the record-setting 12-year rule of Benjamin Netanyahu. On Wall Street, the Dow by 25 points, the Nasdaq rose 19, the S&P advanced 6. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
G'day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The governor is signing the largest budget ever for the state of Florida, $101.5 billion for the 21-22 fiscal year, an increase of $10 billion over the current state spending plan, bolstered by federal relief money and aided by a quicker-than-expected economic rebound in Florida. A motorcyclist killed in a crash with an SUV. This happened in the Argyle Forest area, according to JSO last night. A teenage girl shot in Volusia County. The sheriff, Mike Chitwood, says the 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy escaped from the Florida United Methodist Children's Home last night. They're alleged to have broken in a nearby home and stolen guns.
Where have we gone wrong that 12-year-old and 14-year-old think it's okay to take on law enforcement?
Numerous attempts to de-escalate the situation. The girl pointing a shotgun at deputies, refusing to drop it. They opened fire. They hit her a couple of times. The boy dropped his weapon immediately. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of an accident on Beach Boulevard eastbound at Southside Boulevard, blocking the right lane. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 northbound before Park Street. And there's a broken-down vehicle on I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and Cassett Avenue on the west side. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 69. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy, high 88.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, "Wow!" That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, Betty Layton. Glad to have you in the house. Always glad to have Betty.
Good to be
and
here.
And we have Sandra on the line. Sandra, how can we help you?
Well, I was telling the gentleman that the house we bought a year ago now had a real problem. Renter neighbor, we own it, but and the lady who sold it did not tell us. And he's, I mean, literally a problem. He would fish in the pond that belonged to her property, because it's a big pond, but part of it's her property, and they would just sit out there all the time and fish. And and without considering that it was her private property. So the point is, I didn't know any of this until we moved in, and then he would tell us that when we said, well, do you mind not sitting on our property, you know, and all that. And he said, no, this is public property. They had their own ideas about everything. Again, they're only renters, but the point is they became a real problem for us when we moved in, and we had to get a lawyer at one time to make sure that they understood the boundaries of our property were not what they said they were, and then we finally had to put a fence up on the side, and now they still fish on the pond on the neighbor across from us, and they stare over and make snide remarks. They're just not nice people, and the reason is they tried to get the lady to sell the house to them for cash for a much lower price than it was worth, and she didn't want to. And he told us that himself after we moved in. So now we figure he was just very jealous about not having the house, and he's sort of being snide to us. So I'm almost fed up and want to move. I'm just telling my husband, but the problem is if I did that, I don't know how I would feel about not telling the new people who might want to buy it that we're moving because of this neighbor.
Well, there's some place on the disclosure, I believe, Betty, we don't normally come across this, but
yeah,
that would that would be up to you. You can let them know that you've got renters next door, and that you don't particularly
care. And we don't like them.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that they won't get along with them, though. You know.
Yeah. Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, that would be up to you if you would want to put that on a seller disclosure.
So there's not any kind of legal thing that says you have to disclose problems of your neighbors, and that's why you're selling or anything, right?
Is there a section, Betty, on there for nuisance?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't think so.
It's just mainly the condition of your home and any problems that you might know of, any structural changes you've made, but not nuisances.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I may not get along with my neighbor, but it doesn't mean that the new people aren't going to get along with them. So,
yeah,
you know, it's,
that's true.
It could be just a personality conflict. And,
sure.
You know.
Well, they had it with the last lady, and she had to call police out several times, and then we had to call, and we had to get a lawyer involved. So it's not just us. And I don't know how
I
they
know that.
Be with somebody else.
But
okay.
Is there,
I'm not ethically need to disclose that if I wanted to sell.
No.
I might just, I don't know that it would do me any good. And like you said, they may not be a problem to the new people. The new people might say, yeah, come on, sit in our yard and fish all you want. I just, I like
exactly.
A little privacy and
right.
I like my own yard, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, so do I. I get it.
So,
are you in an HOA by chance?
Yes, and they will not deal with problem neighbors. They just, they say, well, we can't help you pick your neighbors. We can't, if they do something against the rules here, we can deal with it.
Well, let me ask you this. What about the owner of the house that have these tenants?
Yeah,
have you spoken to them?
We had to go through HOA, the property manager here, to tell us that she had to call him. And he just talked to them. And I guess since he talked to them within the year, they haven't been, you know, doing anything and getting on our property because they have our lawyer's letter too, stating they can't.
Sure.
But that doesn't keep them from making snide comments when they see us or sitting across the pond where we just unfortunately still have to see them sometimes. And I just told my husband, I don't know how you have privacy when you live around a pond when other people live there too. You know, you just
right.
kind of have
that's so true.
Community. So maybe I shouldn't have opted for a pond and more for a privacy yard.
exactly. But I understand the frustration. Yeah,
I guess I don't want to feel guilty and feel like I'm a bad person if I move and don't
tell
somebody.
I mean, that's your home, and you need to be comfortable in your own house. And I know that is very important to me, and it does make it tough when you have neighbors that make it difficult. And
yeah, and they're not the owners, so the fact that they rent means they don't even care that much about the rules and stuff. So,
right.
I appreciate your perspective, and it makes me feel better.
Well, Sandra, one thing on a positive note is If you said you bought it back in 2019 or just a year ago?
No, just a year ago.
Just a year ago. Well, property values have gone up, so you might be pleasantly surprised at what you can sell it for. So that's on a positive note.
Yes.
If you're looking to sell.
But then again, the other side of that is, what's it going to cost us to move into something else? You know, so everything's up. So.
It's all relevant, correct? Yeah.
It is, but I do appreciate your perspective, and we're going to consider all that.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's always tough. That's a tough one. Yeah, you know, it's like, oh my God, I can tell you what I do. Okay. And a lot of people, and I've done this since the first home I bought. And I don't know if it was because I used to be a cop, you know, if it's the cop in me, I want to know who my neighbors are.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because if I've got the drug dealer next door and I'm a cop, it may not be, I might not get a whole lot of peace and quiet.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. I just may not get a whole lot of peace and quiet. And there might be, you know, I like to get along with people. So I always went next door and I would knock on the door. Hey, well, you know, tell me, you know, I'm thinking about buying the house. What's the neighborhood like? I mean, do you like it here? How long have you lived here? And just chat with them. And most people, I'll be honest with you, I've never had a problem with that. People are more than happy to give me the scoop as to what's what in the neighborhood and that they like it or what they didn't like about the HOA or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I've always had good luck with that. And if things don't look right, I mean, I encourage my clients to do that, just like I encourage them to drive past the house at night.
Sure.
What you see during the day, daylight may be different at night, because a lot of people that like to do...
Well, just see if there's any noise around there at night and see if it's peaceful. And
parties are going to happen at night.
Yeah,
not going to happen at noon. If they do, then you really have an issue. But it's a tough one. It really is. You never know who your neighbor's going to be. And, you know, you can do all the checks you want, but they might move out after you move in, and then you might have somebody else move in that you don't like. So
true. That's very true.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough one. It really is. Yeah. I mean, the ID channel, investigative channel, they have a whole show segment on, you know, the worst neighbor, you know, the bad neighbor. So it's, they have enough to do a whole segment of, you know, over 100 shows. So it's more common than people think.
Right. And it is tough. I mean, you feel bad for her, right? She's been there for a year.
My God, yes.
Really, apparently a house they really liked, and now they're kind of discouraged. So
that makes it tough. It makes it tough when those things happen. And
yeah.
And Sandra, just to let you know, I never buy property with a pond in the back. So
might be an alligator there.
There might be.
Could be in Florida.
And I have my animals, and I just don't like the bugs.
Right.
You know me and my bugs. My house glows in the dark. I'm sure NASA probably.
Don't they have any bugs in California?
No.
Really?
No. We got a little bitty spider.
They were all Republican, and they left.
They all left. I must have brought them with me, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, not like they do here. Oh, my God. So I spray like crazy. It's that time of year, though, right?
It is.
And what else time of year is it? We talked a little bit about it last week. We talked about, you know, what you should have in your first aid kit.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane season.
It is hurricane season. And so
it's officially started.
It has officially. It's here. Don't be that crazy person waiting till the last minute in line forever. And and then really getting upset because you're in line and everybody's not getting along. Talk about the crazy neighbor. You'll have the crazy person in line with you. So, you know, do it early. Get over and, you know, check your supply. I wanted you guys to do it this past weekend. So we're going to talk a little bit as we round up our hour, talk a little bit about the hurricanes.
Heck, we already have practice because we ran out of toilet paper a year ago. So we're all used to that.
Yes.
Yeah, at least it was without the wind.
And
exactly.
Exactly. And then we're going to be a meat shortage.
Yeah, yeah. That's the latest. It seems like... we've gone from a weird year in 2020, rather surreal, and it's still getting nuttier. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll be getting all the meat because I'm a carnivore.
Right. We'll be right back. Real estate, it's all about it right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, Equal Housing Lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I need listings. I need you. I need you. I need you. And if you mention it at the show, I give you a great deal on commission. It's a win-win. Everyone wins with Anita Hiles. My phone number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I will take care of you. I will be your advocate, and I will get you the best deal possible for your home. And right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Betty, it's a great time to list your home to get top dollar. And so even if you're thinking about it, throw it out there. You might see what somebody's willing to pay you for your home.
Yeah, if there was a better time than any, this is the time to sell. I tell a lot of my
Cha-ching.
Customers that are on the fence about it, try it. Test the waters. You may be pleasantly surprised.
Yes. Now, not all, but most homes right now do have multiple offers. And if your home is nice and it's got, you know, that curb appeal and it's pretty inside and it smells good.
you may expect to get more than that list price.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So it's tough.
It's but, crazy.
In fact, on Donridge, that, you know, and that was an older, I mean, that house needs a complete overdue. It still looks nice inside. It's clean. It looks nice. It's just extremely dated. It's never been updated. And my gosh, they paid more for the house. They wanted no repairs done. No, nothing done. Just let's go get to the closing table. So.
And but, you know, that's what buyers are doing, knowing that if they ask for too much, they're going to be turned down to for another
exactly.
offer. And that's
exactly.
the thing. But I will tell any potential sellers out there that are thinking about it, something that we're seeing that we normally won't see that we haven't seen in the past is these sellers put their house on the market and their agent will write in the description, these sellers need 3 months to move out because they've got to wait for their house to be finished building. They have to have time to find a property. And lo and behold, these buyers coming in, they are more than willing to rent that house back to those sellers because that's the market we're in. These buyers, there's so many buyers, and they say, if I'm going to be competitive, if I want that house, I'm willing to let you stay 3-4 months, however long it takes. We're going to close in 30 days. We're going to do a lease back. And I'm seeing a lot more of that than normal because of the market. And,
yeah. Or if they don't do a lease back, they're doing it, you know, an extra long closing.
Sure, sure. So it's crazy.
It is. It's definitely interesting, and yeah, it's just crazy. From one day to the next, we never know what's going to be in front of us.
Yeah.
No. But one thing that I have noticed, and I hate bringing this up, but I'll bring it up quickly because I do want to talk a little bit more about hurricanes, but is just a lot of unprofessionalism out there right now. We're all dealing with it, and you just got to be real careful on who you pick to represent you, because you know, when phone calls aren't getting returned, I mean, half the time we don't even know that an offer's been, if our offer's accepted or not. We never get called back.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's kind of going on what Anita's saying. If you choose that realtor, I would make sure they are a full-time realtor, because in this market today, you can't be part-time and do justice for your customer. You've got to be that full-time realtor. Yeah. You've got to be available when you as a customer need them.
Oh, I had one that disappeared because you're sitting on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Which all you guys know, I went to Miami. I went to CSQ with my sister. I mean, that's fine, but you still got to work.
Exactly.
Or you have somebody take over your file. You just don't go MIA.
Yeah.
What got her attention was the fact that I go, I'm putting the house back on the market. It's like, you're out of contract.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, and then all of a sudden I got a response. But there's a lot of that going on, and it's very frustrating. You see it, people, you know, on posting it on Facebook. And these are private groups, real estate groups. You know, you could see, we're not the only ones that are having this issue. It's like, they're not returning my call. you know, and then somebody goes, well, it's because I had 20 offers. Well, you didn't have to have 20 offers. You could have gotten after the fifth one. You could have put it under withdrawn for a couple of days and reviewed the five you had. You chose to have the 20 offers.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so it's like, if you can't handle it, get out of the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Can't handle the heat.
Yeah. Get out of the kitchen.
You know, you give me 20 offers. Not only am I going to present each one of them, but I'm also going to have my seller initial on the first page if it's rejected or accepted.
Right. Time is of the essence on everything when it
comes
to real estate.
So that way, that other agent, that buyer's agent, knows that it was in fact presented. Because sometimes we have felt, God, did they even present our offer?
Exactly.
Do we even know if they presented our offer?
Yeah.
No, because for some reason, our contracts don't have a checkbox and an initial on it. Don't know why. They've never put it on there. They've got it in California. It's pretty simple to do. I've asked for that to be put on it since the day I landed here.
Right.
But easy. Just, you know, I do it on the page one of the contract, reject it, and I have them sign it and date it. And I send that back so they know it was not accepted and it was definitely presented. So
exactly.
Yeah. You know, and you got to do that 20 times if you have 20 offers. It's
right.
That simple. You know, you don't have to accept 30 offers.
No, but you can say, hey, we've gotten five. We're going to stop. We're going to stop. We're going to review these five, and we're going to give you an answer.
Or 10 or whatever.
Yeah, however it is.
Yeah, because with that comes responsibility. You got to contact every agent back. You need to respond.
Yeah.
You need to communicate. You just can't go MIA. Can't go missing in action.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they're doing right now. And then they act like, oh, well, I'm just so overworked. You're getting paid to work, for gosh sakes. Work.
Exactly.
Like the ones that don't show up to their home inspections. Are you kidding me right now? You're not going to show up to the home inspection? Aren't you getting paid to do that? I don't know.
Be careful who you choose.
Yes, because it's like, in this case, it's like, I don't even know if that guy ever showed up.
Yeah.
Because I saw the inspection report, and I'm thinking, I know there's a lot more than that's just what's on this, if I could see it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, whatever. Yeah. It's that type of market. You got to, you know, be a little more cautious, I suppose, if it's hiring me, if it's hiring Betty, if it's hiring, you know, John Doe down the street. Doesn't matter. Use your due diligence. Make sure you're comfortable with who you're working with, and communicate. It's the one thing in our business that gets us in trouble. And we've all been there.
Yes.
You know, we've all been there. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you got to communicate. Got to keep that open line going. Can't encourage you guys enough. It is hurricane season. We're going to be in it for quite a bit. You can go to our county website, and they will have the disaster preparedness booklet. It's outstanding. It is for any type of disaster, from active shooter to flooding to anything. They've got it in there, and it's such a great booklet. Just review it. You can do it while you're watching TV. Pull it up on your laptop. Just glance over it. They have a check-off list in there. They have what should, you know, the minimum that should be in your first aid kit. Be prepared. Have that water. Have some supplies. Be ready. And I know a lot of us are, because we had a few incidents already of tropical storms and hurricanes. So a lot of us already do. But take a peek in there in case you need to throw in a few more batteries that you had to pull out. Make sure your flashlight is good and ready to go. Be prepared. That's what gets us in trouble, is when we're not prepared, and you don't want to be that one. While everybody else is in line causing chaos, you can be sitting at home enjoying your family. So hopefully you guys took my advice and put together something this past weekend, or at least took inventory. If not, do it this week. Get to it. We need everyone to be on top of it. We want you safe. Our homes are our most precious thing that we have. You know, besides our kids, we like to have where everybody meets and has dinner together. We pray together. You want that safe. So make sure that you're prepared. And we're going to see you next week. And Betty, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure to hear your point of view on things.
Great show. And happy birthday again, Betty.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. She's 32 again.
Man,
oh, yeah.
Well, I was thinking that when she walked in. She looks younger than last year.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. And God bless.